I didn't hear you. Yeah, that's what I would do. Now, what we want to do, we just got this little slogan, Constitution C, but the communists know we can't stand it to ever agree to that. And we think that we can check these fellas out that he's given us. Mr. G is the top man, and the other three, and they look all right here. We think we can say the Constitution was in, and we're going to put it back in and let the people confirm it, and that ought to really elevate his situation and clean it up and purify it. And we think that it ought to be to his interest.
Well, I'm certainly trying to persuade him of that, Mr. President.
You call Mr. Davidson back.
Davidson there now?
Yes, and you refer to Davidson and tell him to quit referring to anybody else, and you refer to Mr. Davidson's friend.
Let me talk. Could I talk to Davidson now?
Yeah, here he is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I'm not agreeing to that scheme. If it can be through, it's wonderful, and I'll do my damnedest.
I know you will, Don Luis. All right.
Let me ask a question.
Hold it just a minute.
He has suggested a number of names.
Yeah.
Among which are the three that you gave
him. That's correct.
And the one who has proposed, somebody has proposed, or could propose, to the other fellow, to the other uniform fellow, what's that his name?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, very reluctantly and with great pressure.
Yeah. And then who else would be in the cabinet?
Well, that's a list that J.B. gave us, and there's no problem about that.
Problem of the cabinet.
Yeah, that's all pursuant to prior arrangement.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
There's no problem about anything except this particular thing, as I understand it. The military positions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that the seats are blocking the air strip.
That's correct.
And I'm also blocking the entrances for infantry.
Don Luis, they've been told to do everything they can short of warfare.
They block the entrances. They have to be attacked by the others.
Well, I don't know what the military problem is, and my friend here can't be sure of that either. Now, all we can do is to ask our people to do everything that they can, short of shooting, to discourage those fellas, infantry as well as planes. And beyond that, you know, you can't go. Yeah. I tell you, our friend has gone out, but and I can't check this, but it just occurs to me that if absolutely essential, and if a direct call might do it, it would have to be sure it would. You know what I mean? That I'll propose it. I don't know whether he'll consider it possible or advisable or feasible. But, and don't use it unless, you think that it's absolute, and then just put it in terms of a recommendation that I would make. But if I'm to make the recommendation, I would want your prediction as close as you can come to an assurance that it would work. Because it'd be just terrible if the call were made and it didn't work. You know, I'd really be disgraced.
I think it's probable that you take that risk.
Sir?
I probably won't recommend that.
Yep.
But I'll see if the promise is what I can.
But you can.
Anyway,
now, the other thing is that if we could button this thing up, if we could button this thing up, I want to assure you that so far as JB is concerned, I'll do my damnedest to see that he comes up here and there's red carpet and all the rest of it. You know, at an appropriate time, and time that would be good for him as well as doable down here. But this is really the only way now. Absent this, we've got thousands of lives for which we're responsible.
Yeah. Now, here's another question.
What do you mean? Hell, they've been working with him. They're working with him constantly.
Yeah. No, what I mean, could we say, all right, then you don't want to go into this to hell with you, but we will work this arrangement with G and with the other guy?
Well, it doesn't seem to be. They're talking with G right now. I don't know whether they're talking about this. I hope not, because I really think that... you know, talking with G about this, I would consider to be a very dubious faith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because this relates to the fundamental proposition, and I would hesitate very much to be in that position.
I don't think you can risk it, but in case I feel, and I'm consulted on other cases here,
yeah. Well, the only people we can deal with seem to be people who would not do anything without his direction. Let me read something to you now. This is 11 a.m. I may have to disguise a few words. There seems to be little prospect for an early compromise solution on what I and his commanders, I is the initial, and his commanders would consider adverse terms. They spent most of yesterday and last night emphasizing strongly that they would not accept a solution in which, quote, all concessions were made to JB, especially now when they feel the military confrontation is going steadily their way. They appear determined to fight on for what they call an honorable solution, encouraged also by the surrender of some 300 rebels yesterday. They believe continued military pressure to close the ring on the main rebel zone would produce mass defections and eventual surrender of all but hardest core. See?
That's exactly what the United States cannot afford to happen.
Well, my God, Don Luis, we're doing everything possible to avoid it.
But if it happens,
you and I are in agreement. But
all right, well, but the solution, the thing that you have informed me about, that our friend talked to me about, is a work with those other folks.
I am told, and I've been told this in three separate conversations, the latest one being the one I had just half an hour ago or so, and also to my friend here, that with this, if we can instate the 63 document, so, and then at the same time arrange a plebiscite within 30 to 60 days, that we have a solution.
Okay. Well, I'll go to work on it.
God bless you. I will wait right here.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, sir, I'll be right here, and we'll pray.
Yeah.
Right.
Salud.
Thank you. Bye.